Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. For Zion's sake, I will not be silent. For Jerusalem's sake, I will not be quiet. Until her vindication shines forth like the dawn, and her victory like a burning torch. Nations shall behold your vindication, and all the kings your glory. You shall be called by a new name, pronounced by the mouth of the Lord. You shall be a glorious crown in the hand of the Lord, a royal diadem held by your God. No more shall people call you forsaken or your land desolate, but you shall be called my delight and your land espoused. For the Lord delights in you and makes your land his spouse. As a young man marries a virgin, your builder shall marry you. And as a bridegroom rejoices in his bride, so shall your God rejoice in you. The word of the Lord.
Thank you. Pisidia and entered the synagogue. He stood up, motioned with his hand, and said, "Fellow Israelites, and you others who are God-fearing, listen. The God of this people, Israel, chose our ancestors and exalted the people during their sojourn in the land of Egypt. With uplifted arms, he led them out of it. Then he removed Saul and raised up David as king. Of him he testified, 'I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. He will carry out my every wish.' From this man's descendants, God, according to his promise, has brought to Israel a Savior, Jesus. John heralded his coming by proclaiming a baptism of repentance to all the people of Israel. And as John was completing his course, he would say, 'What do you suppose that I am? I am not he. Behold, one is coming after me. I am not worthy to unfasten the sandals of his feet.'" The word of the Lord.
of a priest who was visiting a nursing home. And on his way out, he saw an elderly couple that was seated on a bench that was near the entrance. He didn't know the couple. He had already visited the person in the nursing home that he came to see, but he stopped for a couple minutes to speak with them. And he asked first if they were married. It was an older man holding a woman beside him by the hand, and he said yes. Of the worst amongst humanity. Jesus, his knife and his crib. He has this morning for this evening. We also need angels to help us prepare for his being placed here. To remember this gospel, there are angels that are present when Christ is born. So we've got the baby he's here, but we need angels to journey with us. So invite some children to come over. God, receive our prayers, your gratitude for the gift of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, born into the world this day, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Thank you.
shall be Cyprus, say, take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for men for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me.
Thank you.
Grant, O Lord, we pray that we may draw new vigor, celebrating the divinity of your only begotten Son. By this heavenly mystery, we receive both good and lives and reigns forever.
Amen.
You all help us pray today. Help us have a liturgy. Help us to prepare the church for this very common today. Thank you for your assistance. Welcome to each of you. Thank you and you pray today. It looks wonderful. All the angels did a great job. Remember that your job is to be glad tomorrow, so you've got to maintain an angelic presence for this day. Thank you for listening to me. My voice is a little so far. Actually, I feel pretty good. It's going down the range, which normally is a good thing. Better than the alternative, unless you're afraid to So, do the best you can. The word is done tomorrow. May the God of infinite goodness, by the incarnation of the Son, and through the darkness from the world, by that glory and glory, may the Lord of the night drive far from you darkness of life and illuminate your heart the light of virtue. Amen. May God will that the great joy of the Son's saving birth be announced by shepherds, to shepherds by the angels. Fill your minds with the gladness of it. Amen. May God, by the incarnation, brought together the earthly and heavenly realms, fill you with the gift of peace and favor, to make you sharers of church and heaven. Amen. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down.